where the heart is, the center of our gravity. Home is not a privilege that is granted by Her Majesty. A home is our right, a place to raise our family. Home is where we go for tranquility and sanctity. Home is where we feel at peace and we can have some privacy. For I can voice my thoughts and nobody tries to silence me. Home is where commotion turns to settling dust. Home is where we raise our kids to be better than us. And home is more than just a house. Home is where there's unity. Home is where we gather. Home is our communities. Home is the connection that we share when we trust. Home is not about me. Home is about us. Home is the guiding light within that we feel drawn to. Home is the source of our creation we belong to. Let them try with their lies meant to pull us apart. We always find our way home because we know it by heart.
All these lonely, lonely roads, they wind and bend, they find me friends, they lead me home.
Our states and our countries. Home is the earth below, the sky above me. Home is the truth we instinctively know, helping us to find home everywhere that we go. But there's many false prophets trying to lead us astray, who want to tell us what to do but not hear what we say. They ignore us while they play their game of righteous pretend, like we don't notice that their rules ain't applying to them. While our children have lost their future, made to cover up their faces, forced to get injections for attendance at their favorite places. Where does it end? When we take to the streets, the government won't call a hearing, they just call the police. And to the faceless stormtroopers, where is your humanity? Just following orders is no excuse for your insanity. It's time to cut the rod out at the source like a cavity. It's time to go home and realize that we're a family.
All these lonely, lonely roads, they wind and bend, they find me friends, they lead me home.
Is this the way you like to live? Constantly harassed to put a mask upon your wife and kids. Cops with riot packs who like to act as if no rights exist. Alive, but we're not really living. What kind of life is this? The world is full of risks, but we don't need protection. Cause all of their solutions are much worse than the infection. If we want resolution, we need unity, not politics. Why should we trust somebody who's broken so many promises? But maybe this was meant to be and had to happen all along. The cycle's always spinning and it's darkest right before the dawn. It's funny, to the point of laughing out loud. Cause what they said would never happen, well it's happening now. And so many are waking up. Welcome to the front lines. The ones who know behind the clouds will always be the sunshine. You and I see through the lies, no longer alone. And let the compass in our souls guide and carry us home.
All these long and lonely roads, they wind and bend, they find me friends, they lead me home.
Everybody, Thursday, November 18th, 2021. There's Grandma Nancy. Grandma Nancy, she got a big part in that video. That is RC Home is the song, official music video. He's a Canadian rapper and little country collaboration there. I don't know who the collab is. Let's see. Normally they put, yeah, what do we got there? Oh, he's a First Nations country singer, Jordan Shingoose. That was fantastic. Fantastic, fantastic. Let me put a little comment here. Aired on the Ecologist Show, November 18th, 2021. by a Pat King. Yeah, Pat King, the real Patrick King. He played that on his Facebook Live. And, RC Rapper did a couple other videos that I think I've played at least one of them before. And that was pretty good. Pretty good. Local talent. Promote it, man. Promote it. These are the people we got to support. And he's singing the truth. He's not quite as famous as this guy, Tom McDonald. Tom McDonald's also from the West, Edmonton. He lives in L.A. now, and he's making it pretty big, and he's self-produced. Really good stuff. So let's say hello to the people that found us at fakeologist.com/live. That's where I broadcast from. That's my main page. That's my schedule page. If I don't show up, you can go to fakeologist.com/live to see where I am. I'll put if I'm not coming in. Next week, I'm going to probably start at 8 o'clock, and I cannot go past 9 o'clock because I have to shift my schedule a little bit. So try and tune in next week at 8 o'clock, starting on Sunday. I'll be a little later. A little earlier. Yeah, so keep in touch with the schedule page. Now, give me a second here. I have a guest that I'm trying to get on. It's an old friend that I've known for, let's see, how old am I? About 35 years I've known the guy. And he did not want to come on. He did not want to talk. And when I was chatting with him tonight, he wanted to call me back because he was busy. And I said, well, I'll be doing a show. And you can come on there if you want, but that's the best place to talk. And he said, okay, give me the link. So I said, are you sure? So I might have him on. He's an interesting fellow. I've known him for a long time, as I said, 37 years. And also, we never really talked about truth that much. I don't know when I woke up in 2012 if I ever talked to him about it. He's the kind of guy who could bounce that kind of thing off. And it turns out he's quite awake. He's awake in a different way. But everything we talk about now with the pandemic, he's completely on board with. And for some reason, it came up that he's also uninjected and he's doing his best to stay uninjected, which is fantastic. But of course, it's created a large rift between him and everybody else in his family. So I send him the link. If he shows up, he does. And if he doesn't, let me put the phone numbers on. And let me open up the phone lines, because I did say if the link didn't work, then you can phone me. And in Canada, you can call me too. It's 902-400-1984. If you are in the United States of America, 810-666-1984. Let's just see if I can log in. It's not letting me log into my phone page. Don't ask me why. Maybe they're under attack again. So maybe the phones won't work. I have no idea. I don't track it every single day. But, I got in. That's good. Let me see. Oh, we have... Okay, so I'm going to reset the phone. You know, you can call me in the day. Anyone wants to talk to me, I am available for a chat. You can call me at those phone numbers. I will answer. I might be interrupted, but I will answer. Now, let me go into the Discord and log in over there to the Verify room. That noise you heard. And we'll see if anyone wants to come in. Oh, I see. We had somebody log in today and he didn't want to do a chat. Yeah, we really need a chat. We really need to have a chat because we're trying to keep the trolls away. So anyone who doesn't want to use their voice, there's a good chance that you're not going to get in. Yeah, pretty much. We had a couple people come by, and if you don't want to use your voice, then how do we know you're not a bot? So it's a pretty simple. A lot of people try and get out of using a voice. verification. It's not going to happen, though, here on the Fakeologist Discord. So you got to use your voice. Okay, let's say hello to the regulars. We got Cap M. Bazua. So Coopam Bazua, hello. You got Stupid. Hello, Stupid. Best name ever. You saw that on MTV. Does MTV play music videos still? Because I know the music channel in Canada stopped playing music videos a long time ago. They just play reruns of old television shows. Dirty Benny is here in the house. Dirty Benny, find his work at fakeologist.com/forums2. He loves the transvestigation. He also loves the live schedule page. You know, it's so easy to communicate with people with your own website. Nobody really does it. I try and make a point of doing it. Especially, it's really out of respect for you guys that show up. Knock my mic over here. Tighten up the mic. Yeah, the mic is falling off. Need a better mic setup. I keep knocking the stand. All right, that's better. I think I tightened the wrong thing. Anyway, so hello. Hold on, guys. Maybe I better play a video or something while I play with this, fix this mic. God, I don't know why it's falling off here. Hold on a sec. What do we got on FakeoTube? Let's play something. Let us play. Well, we don't have very much. Let's play the beginning of this David Martin video. I know some people think he's a shill. Let me just play a bit of this. Go ahead, Dave.
Welcome, everyone, to the 21st Annual Wise Traditions Conference. This is absolutely amazing, and we are so thankful that you took the time to come out. Welcome to those of you who are watching through live stream. We know it's hard to get away, and yet you're with us in spirit, and we're so, so glad you are. So as we kick off, I just have a few little announcements, mostly for the people in the room here. The new etiquette is to put your phone on airplane mode. We're very aware now of the harmful effects of non-native electromagnetic frequencies and radiation, so we're just trying to lower that level, especially for those who are highly sensitive. So putting your phone on airplane mode helps you and helps those around you, so thank you. The next thing is, if you are a nurse or acupuncturist, you can get continuing education credits by being here. All you have to do is go to the registration desk, and they will help you fill out the forms and get your information, and you do have to sign in every morning to get those credits, so make sure to do that. Also, there are 65 exhibitors, and they are not just selling their products. They are a wealth of valuable information, so please make your way to the exhibit hall during some of the breaks. You're going to come away with some magnificent things that are going to empower you to take your health into your own hands.
All right. I think I fixed the mic. Sorry about that. I don't know why I keep bumping it. It just pulls itself right off the desk. Okay, what else we got here? Let's go through the blog. My guest may or may not show up. I don't expect him to, but the phone lines are open, so if he does want to call in, he can. Anyone can call in, actually. This is the end of the week, obviously, for me. It's Thursday. We'll be back on Saturday morning with a Rick and Rollo show. Make sure you tune in. That's 4 a.m. Eastern Time, North American Eastern Time. Make sure you tune in to that. I think it's 7 p.m. in the Sydney. Let's see. It is 12. It's 14 hours difference. So, yeah, that would be 6 p.m. Sydney time. So it's around there, 6 or 7 p.m. Sydney time, around 4 a.m. Eastern time, Toronto time. So make sure you turn and tune into that. Make sure you sign up at fakeotube.com. That's our own video streaming platform. And we have a chat there. We got Looks like someone named Greg in there tonight. So hello. And Greg put a message in yesterday. So maybe he's logged in from yesterday. He said, James Quant is a senior programmer at TIFF Bell Lightbox, the Toronto International Film Festival. I don't know if he is from the Quant family. We were talking about the Quants as one of the richest families in Germany. Skate and Destroy, hello to you. Luke Lyons song, 1984. Okay. Okay, let's see. Oh, Stupid was making a joke. Luke Lyons song, 1984. Maybe I should have played that while I was playing around with my microphone stand. Let's see here. Let's see what this sounds like. It could be a movie night or a video night.
The more we follow the rules, the sooner.
I wonder if Jeff played this on his show.
So everybody has a
I may have heard this.
To follow those rules.
Got a few. Pretty sure Jeff played this one.
They say it's 2021, but I ain't too sure. It feels like 1984. They've been mentally and spiritually waging war. Look where this leads, can't you see what they're aiming for? Orwell underestimated the capability of villainy and tyranny. These sick elites are masters of trickery. They're moving wickedly, watching the world bleed as they feed off our misery. The world's gone quite mad. Yeah, the human psyche has been hijacked. Propaganda bombardments, your mind is the target. They want to deceive and lead us into darkness. Fear is their greatest tool. Fear can turn the brightest minds to fools. Televised endless lies keep people terrified. That's the way they maintain their rule. Fear is the prison that they want us all to live in. And ever since the beginning, this has been their only mission. Politicians cause division. They're just here to blind our vision. Playing their position to distract us from their masters that are hidden. I think George had a premonition. Seems like it's all coming to fruition. A race against time, now the clock started ticking. The whole thing ends once the people have risen. The only infection here is deception. They fooled the whole world with PCR testing. Look at all the facts they're neglecting to mention. Ask too many questions and you can get censored. The thought police are patrolling. They don't want information if they can't control it. Nah, can't.
Okay, maybe I haven't heard that. That's a pretty good one. By the way, I see playing Kupambuza, you're leaving comments to the last night's show. There should be a chat window. I think you want to get into the chat. So if you go to fakeologist.com/live, let's see if we can do that together. So you want to be in the FakeoTube chat. You are in the FakeoTube comments. So if we go into the live here, click the live link, and then the chat should be... Wait, that's not the live link. Click on the live link right here. And let's see. So this is the live. Where's the chat? The chat should be around here somewhere. I think it was on the right side. The chat should pop up. And there's six people watching right now. It's a little slow. Does it work? That's the question. Oh, here's the chat over here. So there's the chat over here. So right here is where the chat is. So there you go. I think it's working, although it's twirling on me now.
No. Oh, there should be a chat window. I think you want to get into the chat.
So the chat's right there.
If you go to fakeologist.com/...
obviously took a few seconds to show up. Maybe a bit of a delay there. So there you go. So that is the chat window on the right side. This is where you put your chatting, not in the comments of another show. Okay, glad we got that straightened out. We'll close that window. Should open that back and just stay in the FakeoTube. Go back to the FakeoTube right here. Okay. Yeah, I posted this David Martin video. I didn't finish watching it, but Jeff on the Dollar Vigilante, he mentioned it. So I thought I would... There were some good elements in that video that he was reviewing, just trying to examine some of the key players in this worldwide money through health takeover, which is what it is. In case anyone is curious why this one is working, where the other ones like Ebola and SARS weren't working, It's because they've decided to do a financial reset through the healthcare model. So everyone is being paid right now with the old-fashioned currency. And that's why everyone's going along with it. Hospitals, churches, governments. They're all going along with it because of the money. If there was no money, this whole thing would have been dead a long time ago. Because I think most people, even the ones that are taking the ticket, taking the money, they know it's a scam. They know what it's all about. And I think the majority of people also know. But there's so many people being paid, including people to stay home and not work. There's so many people being paid that there's got to be more than half the people being paid. So there's probably 10 or 20% that are really buying into this. They really either want this communist takeover or they really believe in the whole virus model. So that's about 20 or 30%. There's probably another 50%. I would say 50% that don't really know what's going on, but they're happy to go along with it. So that brings it up to almost 80%. So there's 20% of us that are hardcore, we know it's a scam, we're in that category, or we don't want to take an injection because we know that there are bad things in it, or we just don't trust anything the government says. I really think our numbers are around 10 or 20%. Because if you look around you, I'd say there's got to be at least 80% of the people that have got injected. Now, everyone gets injected for a different reason. I would say the seniors think it's for their health. The younger people think it's for their freedom. And the middle, they just don't want to, they just want to get on with life. That's how I break it down. But I still, by my own informal polls, think that the numbers are pretty high. I would say 75, 80%. So that's how I break it down. We are really fighting against the majority, the tyranny of the majority. The politicians would have dropped this a long time ago, A, if there was no money, and B, if the will of the people was against them. But unfortunately for us, the will of the people are for this. Now, what will it take to break them? Will their children have to start being permanently damaged or killed? How many, what percentage will that swing out of the middle into our camp? Again, there's probably 20% hardcore for it, 20% medium to hardcore against, and that leaves 60 or even 70% in the middle, because I still think on the hardcore against, we're between 10 and 20%. Our numbers aren't as great as I'd wish they were. So that if they can get that 60% to move towards the against side, even if we got 10 or 20 more percent of them, that would be fantastic. But that's how I break it down. I think I'm right about that, too. Just how long has it been going on? 19 months. Now, I also saw that Plain Truth was saying, where's Marcus? Yeah, Marcus, he goes hot and cold. His latest is for me is he's trying to stay away from this kind of information and this kind of tech. He's working on his Escape the New Normal. He's working on his money system. But he doesn't want to waste any time, which would include talking on this show, according to him. I don't think it's a waste of time coming over here, but that's the way he thinks about it. So I'll respect that. But if he wants to call in, he has a standing invitation. Just like Tracy Northern, if you're listening, you have a standing invitation. You guys can slide in any time just to do a quick chat, including my old friend who I've also said can call in. Let me just see if he sent me a message back on the, what do you call it, on the Signal. I'll tell him to call in, 902-400-1984. And he has till 9:30 or so. I've got another 40 minutes.
Let us go to quickly see what you guys have to say. What do you guys have to say? We have Tunax, Fear the Vax. Michael Wan. Who's Michael Wan? Michael Wan insinuated meeting Marcus? Don't know who that is. Yeah, you're welcome, Skate and Destroy. I'll listen to the whole song. It's not quite as compelling, but it's fine. Okay, let's go to the blog. I did a lot of posting. I've got the blog, fakeologist.com/blog, moreab.fakeologist.com, and Fakeologist Shorts at shorts.fakeologist.com. Everyone likes Mark Dice.
Will Americans sign a petition to ban people from voting unless they take the vaccine? Let's find out. We're trying to stop them from voting. If you know, no vaccine, no vote. For the next, this way, you'll have to take the vaccine, or we just don't want you to be voting. You know, it's just print birthday signature, please.
Okay.
Government's trying all kinds of incentives to make people take the vaccine. A lot of people still resisting, these Republicans, and so we're going to ban them from voting unless they take the vaccine.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you. If you're not going to take the vaccine, why should you be allowed to vote and have a say in how the government works?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. There's plenty more to come in this video, but real quick, subscribe to the channel if you're new and check back here on a regular basis. And that way, if you're not vaccinated, they can't vote in the next election.
Good.
Newsom sucks, Mark.
Oh.
Newsom sucks.
We'll get to you in a second, sir. You know, and this way, if somebody doesn't have the vaccine, they're not going to get a ballot. And, you know, you just don't vote then in the next election.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is for the No Vaccine, No Vote campaign. And if they don't want to take the vaccine, then we're just not going to let them vote.
No.
That's a grand plan.
It's
yes.
It's a great idea. I mean, if you don't want to take the vaccine, then, you know, why should you have a say in what our government is doing to the rest of us?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Thank you.
Good luck.
A lot of people are trying to come up with creative ways to incentivize people to take this vaccine. And, you know, this no vote or no vaccine, no vote campaign is one of the best I've seen. So we're out here trying to get it done.
Good luck.
All these incentives aren't working, so we figure no vaccine, no vote. And, you know, that way we can, you know, maybe even stop some of the Republicans from turning out the voting in the next election. If they don't want to take the vaccine, no vote.
At this point,
it only makes sense.
Exactly.
No vaccine, no vote. And that'll do two things. It'll help encourage people to get vaccinated. And
kind of like Mark, and as Tunax says, it's actually depressing knowing that people are like that. Now, obviously, he can selectively edit for those interactions, but I get the idea that it's probably pretty representative. Now, here's another good YouTube channel. It's called... What's it called? It's Campus Reform. They're a right-wing... university.
Hi, I'm Ophelia Jacobson with Campus Reform. Today I'm at the University of Florida talking with students about bodily autonomy. Pro-choice students often echo the common refrain, my body, my choice. But do students apply that same logic when it comes to the hot button issue of vaccine mandates? Will students recognize the double standard with their line of thinking? Let's find out. Before we get started talking about vaccine mandates, I just want to get your general opinion. Are you pro-life or pro-choice?
I'm pro-choice. I think women have the right to decide what they want to do with their bodies, and also you never know the situation.
Pro-choice. I don't think that I have a right to force my decision on someone else's body.
I'm pro-choice. You never know the circumstances that people are going through.
I'm pro-choice. The truth is that no one is in your body but you, and it's your life that you have to live.
I am pro-life. It's just like I was always born and raised that way. I'm Catholic, so that's the main reason.
I'm pro-choice.
I'm pro-choice because you can't tell me what to do.
I'm pro-choice.
I'm pro-choice.
Pro-life. I don't know. That's just kind of what like I grew up believing.
So you don't think the government should tell you what you can do with your body?
Yeah, yeah.
So you wouldn't want the government telling you what to do with your body?
No.
Correct.
Would you agree with the idea of my body, my choice?
Of course, yeah. Once you get a certain age, you kind of know what is good for your body, what's not good for your body, and you can make decisions based on that.
So then when we're talking about vaccine mandates, government vaccine mandates, are you for or against them?
I'm for it. I'm vaccinated.
I would say that I guess I am more for a mandate if it is in support of the general health of the population.
I am for them. Yeah.
I would be okay with the vaccine mandate.
I agree with government mandates.
I am for, but I see where you're going with this.
I see where you're going with this.
I have to say against, because, like I said, you can't tell me what to do. You can't be pro-choice and not approve of people's choices. You know what I mean? It's a choice, so.
So then what happened to the my body, my choice argument in that circumstance?
I feel like that's regarding, well I guess, you kind of caught me. That was really good.
So then what happened to the my body, my choice argument in that situation?
I mean, I guess, yeah, it does sound contradicting, and I wouldn't disagree with someone who, you know, brought that to my attention.
Isn't the government telling you what you are doing with your body by instating a vaccine mandate? Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yes, I think so. But sometimes, like, baby hasn't even been fully developed yet. The woman is fully developed. You know, she should have the choice.
So then fully developed humans should also have the choice to get...
Fun watching these girls rationalize their decision. You can't. Really, you should... That was a really good question and just well done. Now, continuing on with shorts.fakeologist.com. Now, these are usually fakeologist-type, vaccine-type, great coronavirus hoax reset type posts, but I just don't elaborate. They're really sort of my crib notes. Now, Amazing Polly did a fantastic video where she went to interview a restaurant in Kingston, Ontario. I played that at the beginning of yesterday's show. Well, she's really aggravated because apparently she put a ton of effort into that and she didn't get too many views, and she thinks she's being suppressed.
Thoughts.
By the way, I really like Rumble. Rumble is, they must have spent a ton of money on servers because their videos come up lightning fast now. The only problem is they don't play in the background on your phone.
Thoughts on what's happening. First of all, I want to say before I get started that there are so many good people out there.
By the way, I am a supporter of Amazing Polly. She does take donations. It's from her contact page that I actually got the donor box widget. It's too bad she didn't put an affiliate link because we would have both got paid for that. But yeah, I do support her work. And she did a video where she put together a whole documentary for, it was about, what, half an hour. And I asked her, how many hours did that take you? Because I know it's a tremendous effort to do what she's doing. She went down on the scene. She did interviews. She videoed. She took clips. She put it all together in a really great package. It must have taken her probably 100 hours to do that. And she's really annoyed that she got very low views. Let me just skip forward to where she's mad.
And the positive action that he's taking, then we learn of the crushing tyranny that is trying to stop him. And then we see the people coming together to rally support, not only for this one small business, but for all small businesses and for the freedom and right to choose what goes into our bodies and how our lives are run. It is an inspiring story, and the people who have seen it have loved it. I don't think I've ever had such amazing replies and reviews of any piece I've ever produced. That being said, I have never had such a low view count on anything I've ever produced. At the 24-hour mark of this video being uploaded, I had only had 11,771 views. An epic fail. And the thing that breaks my heart, the thing that has made me so demoralized about it, is that I did not do this for me. I did this. Well, I never do any of my videos for me. Trust me. There's been some where I vented that were just for me, but the content that I produce is largely for, I think, the good of society. But this one, this was a very special one for me because I wanted to help an actual cause, an actual person. And for it to only get, it's the lowest, worst viewed, according to the numbers, documentary or piece I've ever put out there. Now, some people say it's because the thumbnail isn't typical. I should, you know, maybe if my face were over there, it would be more.
All right, so there she is. She's really angry and ranting, and I thought it was another good video of hers. She seems real, which is great. I like looking at real people. What else we got here? Okay, I also am following the floods in British Columbia. They got a ton of rain. And that leads me to Mike in the Night, Mike Martins. He lives in the middle of British Columbia. And he does a pretty good show. He does quite a bit of mainstream stuff. He does truther stuff. I think you guys might like him. He's pretty raw and authentic. And he videos around his town. He talks about his toy store. He talks about economics. You might like the guy. This is an interesting video he did last night. It was 4.5 hours on Odyssey. He is on YouTube, but he turns the sound off so he doesn't get censored. He was talking about a really interesting concept. Now, this isn't fakeologist related, really, but on the other hand, it is quite interesting because it involves fraud, and it's called snow washing. And apparently, in all major cities around the world, there's so much free money out there, as in 0 to 1%, that the people that are stealing tons of the money now are putting it all into real estate. It's the real reason where hard assets like real estate and stocks are going through the roof. And he calls it snow washing, or it's called snow washing, because obviously Canada is associated with snow, and people are buying houses with numbered companies, and they are laundering it through houses. They call it snow washing. And that's why all the houses in major cities are just going through the roof in price. And that's why I posted this video. Let's see if he talks about it here.
Now let us spare a thought for those living in Toronto, Canada, Ontario, to be exact. And what's been happening? Well, something we've been covering on the channel now for the last 6 years is finally coming to light. What are we talking about? Money laundering. How bad? It's actually a lot bad, and that's why Canadian housing is headed to disaster. Not the brink of disaster, disaster. Well, property prices are still going up. Well, that's a sign of a major melt-up, a major melt-up. This housing correction in Canada will affect every Canadian citizen or every Canadian living in Canada, and that may trigger Australia, New Zealand, and the UK to follow in suit. Well, what is Canada talking about? Let's go over to our friends here on City News and see what they have to say. And it's kind of important because they're talking about what we've been talking about for many years. But I was dismissed as having a IQ of a jar of toenails when I brought it up. So let's see what they're saying now.
You may not realize is that anonymous investors are using real estate in Canada to launder money to the tune of billions of dollars being dumped in
billions
to what is known as snow washing.
When people think about money laundering, they typically don't think about Canada. They think of places like the Swiss Alps or Cayman Islands or whatnot.
private numbered companies with no information on those who own or control them, called beneficial owners, buying and selling property without issue. It's a big enough problem that a joint study released a couple of years ago found that more than $28 billion in GTA housing alone was bought by corporate entities.
All right, so that is an interesting story, and that is Mike in the Night. Subscribe to him if you want to get some interesting input, and he goes into a lot of conspiracy stuff as well. Not on that particular show, but he does quite a few longer shows, and you might enjoy Mike in the Night. Okay, that's it from shorts.fakeologist.com. Actually, let me just play one more thing from, I don't know if I play this actually from shorts.fakeologist.com. This is the Austria is now locking up the unvaccinated in their homes. They're not allowing them out of their house. Now, of course, this is going to happen to everyone in the not too distant future because they don't want people burning up, burning around the earth, consuming resources. So that is the end game, no doubt. But right now, we're going to target the unvaccinated because they are not getting their injections, their lethal doses. So this is the problem, by the way, with this whole PSYOP, because too many people think this is a good idea. And I believe these two will say so.
Ich halte es für richtig, und weil es muss ein Schutz, es wird nie ein Ende haben sonst. Man muss irgendwann mal was machen, aber natürlich ist es schwierig, man kann die Leute auch nicht wegsperren.
Now I better read this, because obviously most people here don't speak German. And if you're listening to this, you can't see it. Let me read the subtitles here. Let's start over again. I consider it to be correct. There must be protection. There will be no end otherwise. At some point, you have to do something. But for sure, it is difficult. You cannot lock up those people. But I do understand if you do not get vaccinated. And unfortunately, you have to react like that, even though... even though what? Speak too fast.
Whoops.
Even though it's not entirely right, but I am in favor. There has to be an end. Okay.
Momentan ist es noch Coronavirus bei uns stabil, und deswegen viele Leute wollen nichts.
This guy is saying there's a lockdown. Will come back for sure. The last lockdown was very bad and very strong.
Aber,
let's see if he's for it.
The last lockdown bei uns, das war, ich finde, es war sehr schlecht und sehr stark.
Well, he didn't really say anything. Okay, so that's the problem. It seems like the majority of people want this lockdown slammed down because they really believe this virus is still running around and killing people. So there you go. This is another guy, a Canadian. I pointed out Will Dove. He does good work. And he actually had a pretty good video. I put this up after one of the shows and I didn't play it. But he had a pretty good solution thing about how to conduct yourself mask-free.
There are many of you who cannot wear a mask, whether it be for medical or other reasons. This has made you a target of harassment and discrimination since the start of the pandemic. Today, I'm going to give you practical strategies for going mask-free, stress-free. I myself cannot wear a mask, and to be truthful, I wouldn't even if I could. Please see my interview coming out later this week with mask expert Chris Schaefer on the harms to your health that masks cause. In the past 18 months, I've learned some strategies for going without a mask and responding in a no-conflict manner when questioned about it by door greeters, security.
Anyway, that's a pretty good video. Another one that I posted on shorts.fakeologist.com. All right.
Let us go to the blog now. What do I got there? Injection auction. And this is a place I link to quite a bit. Boricuagato, or Cat Turd, I believe. He does a fantastic ongoing analysis of the statistics of COVID and just of the narrative. He is a really good writer. And he still thinks the whole vaccine narrative is going to fall apart in the next 6 to 8 weeks. And he still thinks it's ahead of schedule because now they're blaming the hospitals being overrun by fully vaccinated people, but they're not boosted. Because now, apparently, it's 70 to 80% of those in the hospital are vaccinated or poisoned. And they are filling up the hospital. So now they're moving the goalposts again, saying we need the booster, or they need the booster. And he said they're really having a hard time keeping the narrative on track because on one side they say vaccinated people do not carry the virus, and then the next day they say that they do carry the virus. The virus doesn't stop transmission. I've gone over this many times before, and they've always said, as far as I know, that the vaccination just limits or ameliorates the symptoms and may or may not keep you out of hospital. Or if it does, if you do go to the hospital, you're not in there as long. Basically, they just say it slows down the symptoms, but it doesn't stop anything. They've always said that, but people have twisted that. So he's going on saying that anyone who's fallen for this, take the vax and we'll be getting back to normal. They haven't done their research and they haven't looked into what's going on as we have. And that is, of course, the digital ID is coming that will completely control your life, period. So to try and rationalize the whole health narrative is a waste of time. Don't even try and figure out the health narrative because it was never intended to make sense. It was only to Trojan horse this digital ID in. If you can visualize the Trojan horse, the vaccine is the Trojan horse. And in the Trojan horse, it either has some poison in it to screw up your life, but its main goal is to insert the digital ID in everyone's mind, and it'll make everyone want the digital ID. And then they can bring in their complete control grid to control your every movement and everything you do. That's what it's all about. And there aren't that many people that understand that. Census Fidelium, he understands that. You should go follow his stuff. He's fantastic. And he does a good show called Clown Planet. I'll bring that up, Clown Planet. Just type it in here. Bring it up real quick. I don't know if I posted the last one. Clown Planet. How many views does he got on this? Only 400 views. He deserves a lot, many more views. And you can see here he puts all the links to everything he's talking about. Very, very good. I'm going to make sure I link to that. I'm going to put this on the main blog now because I put it on under the shorts. But I'm going to put it here on the main blog because it's that good. I'm going to put it there. So there you go. Let's go to the next post. All right. I'm developing a short list of all the people that I think and know understand dis-ease. What is dis-ease? What is it all about? I know there's more people, but I just put this together as I was thinking about it. We've got Amanda Vollmer,
Northern Tracy, Don Lester, and David Parker. And by the way, the link I put to that, these guys, is fake11.com/ill, which is their book. And Northern Tracy has a blog, and Amanda Vollmer has a website as well. But even though there are many, many people against this plandemic, they're not saying the right convincing arguments to get people off the idea that there's a deadly virus out there. We really are living in the dark ages when we think of this virus flying through the air, because it really goes back to demonology, where we used to think, or people used to think, that you got sick from demons. Demons would fly through the air, get into your body, make you sick. So viruses are just demons. Yes, I should add Tom Cowan. Yeah, anyone that has any contributions to the list? Yeah, Tom Cowan. We really have to get people to concentrate on just a few things. The few people that we think are correct. So I'm going to put Tom Cowan on the list for sure. But if people can just go through these people, and a lot of these people post all the time, at least once a week, and just read their stuff, because it's really hard to counter the narrative. Really read their stuff. Now here's a post that I forgot about. I just posted actually before the show started. Here is a City of Toronto picture from November 13th, 1919. That's 102 years ago, almost to the day. And there was an Anti-Vaccination League of Canada protesting, because I think the German-born people that came to Canada were being forced vaccinated. And I can't read this sign. Stop IMF slaughter of the innocents. Protest against compulsory vaccination. I think that's what that says. I think they were forced vaccinating Germans, at least. And those are the people that were coming to Canada 100 years ago. The whole idea of forced vaccination is an old one. And people really need to check into the history of these things and realize that the same old tricks are being pulled on people 100 years later. And why is that? Why, you say? Why are they doing the same old tricks? Because they work. It's pretty interesting. They work. Why change? All right, just going through the chat here. Okay. Mike D is in the house. Hello. Yeah, 23-year-old. It's really hard to keep a 23-year-old from doing their own thing. I know. You really have to make it quite clear your position is not negotiable. I hate to hear the sad stories about people caving. That's what they're relying on. Yeah, and if you need a proof of vaccination, go buy it. See if you can. There's got to be some entrepreneurs out there, so don't cave so easily, because you can't undo this thing. I don't think you can get it out of your system that easily. Here's another little poster, The Truth About Diseases and Viruses. I'll read this one. Just a graphic somebody created. They were both created by the pharmaceutical industry. who uses the flawed germ theory to sell medicines and vaccines to the populace for monetary gain and population control. If the germ theory was correct, there wouldn't be a human alive today to tell the story. Germs, bacteria, fungus, pathogens, and even viruses, which are not viruses but protein-based exosomes within our RNA, are everywhere. Life is made up of these things. Our bodies are made up of these things. So-called diseases are purely symptoms of an underlying toxicity within the cells or around the cells. So-called viruses are manufactured within our own bodies as a protection mechanism against overtoxicity. When we are overly toxic, our body creates a natural detoxification process called flu or cold or a pneumonia to rid the body of these deadly toxins. Viruses are not... Oh, hold on a sec. Who we got in?
Hold time, 9 seconds.
Fakeologist.
Hey, how you doing, Ab? It's me, Pepper.
Hey, Pepper. Hello. I was going to say 201 area code, but because I didn't know where that was. How you doing?
All right. Are you on the show?
I am on the show, actually, just the last 10 minutes. So you called in just in time. Say hello to everybody.
Hey, everybody.
All right. Everyone says hi
hello.
Back.
Hello, governors.
Hello, governors. Oh, 201 is New Jersey. You calling from New Jersey?
Yeah, you're not going to reveal my number, are you?
Well, do you want anyone else to call you?
No.
Okay. Well, you know, the only people, if I did give out your number, that would call you would be probably quite friendly.
Of course.
But I'm not going to, of course I'm not going to give
it
out.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. No, but, I know.
But I give out my number, and I don't care if anyone wants to call me in the day. I'll answer the call. I might not be able to have a long conversation because I am out working, but anyone can call my numbers. I got two numbers, one for the U.S. and one for Canada.
Yeah. I did a quick search for them, and I wanted to call you because this is like, you know, this thing is always on your mind. It's always on my mind. And no matter what anybody tells me, I can't get it off my mind.
Well, they won't let you get it out of your mind. You can't.
I was just talking to somebody that I was staying with in August of 2020. And I traveled to their home and I stayed with them. And I distinctly remember how pro-vaccine they were and how anti-vax I was in the conversation that we had, to the point where we got into an argument about it. And the person didn't want to talk to me anymore for the rest of my stay. But, I mean, we did talk, but it wasn't the same as it was before the conversation.
It wasn't your wife, was it?
No. Thankfully, my wife is... She's on board with everything I say. I could sound like the craziest person in the world, but then my wife thankfully stands by me all the time.
Well, that's a godsend.
Isn't it? I'm happy about that.
No, it's,
but besides that, I started thinking about something that you said, and that's what made me want to call you now. And I know you're on the show, and I haven't been listening as regularly. What I do is, you know, from my past discussions with you, I listen to the podcast all the time.
Oh, it doesn't matter how you listen. So whatever.
Exactly.
I don't listen to, I hardly listen to anyone live because it doesn't fit my schedule.
Right. So, when you listen to No Agenda,
I never listen live.
Probably on the podcast or... Yeah. You play it on the website or something like that.
And the reason why is because a lot of times I want to clip it. If it's live, I can't clip it. But
I can imagine myself doing that. I've clipped other shows, but I haven't done that in a long time. And I've been thinking about doing that recently again. And yes, that's absolutely why I would sit at my computer. And you know what's a good application for that?
Go ahead.
Audacity.
Yeah, I use Audacity for this show.
Yeah. That's a great
But on your phone, I use the simple screen recorder. It comes with a phone.
Yes.
So I just record the screen, and I record the audio, and not my audio, just the audio on the phone, and it's perfect. And it has the added benefit for video that it shows what I'm listening to on the screen. So if anyone wants to just type it in, they could.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's exactly, you know, what I've done with other shows, but not lately.
Right.
But I want to get back into it. But what I was thinking about, what this made me think about, because I was just now texting back and forth with that person, and he was telling me how he's not for it anymore. And I'm like, wait a minute, we had this conversation. You were all for the vaccine, and I was anti the vaccine, and you've even had the vaccine. And I haven't had the vaccine. You understand what I'm saying? But thinking back now, that was in August. The vaccine didn't come out till like November, December, right?
Oh, what month is this? It came out this year, didn't it?
No, it came out November, December of 2020.
Okay.
Remember when all the Dems came out saying, oh, I'm not going to take that Trump vaccine.
Right, yeah, I know they were saying. Oh, right, yeah, they were saying that. But the mass rollout must have been this year, though, at least in Canada.
Yes, it was. It was after January, after the election, and I'm sorry, after the inauguration.
Right.
Whatever that was. But anyway, my point is that it's not so much that we're all anti-vax. We're anti-virus.
You're talking about the fakeologists?
Yeah. It's not so much that I'm anti-vax. I'm anti-virus because you can't even get past that conversation with most people. So once you can get them agreeing with you that you know, that you're anti-virus for a reason, then, you know, of course you're going to be anti-vax.
Right.
I mean, it sounds so easy, right? So simple. I'm sorry if I'm bringing up something so simple. But
no, it's fine. You got to wonder the easiest approach, because you don't want to start a whole education with these people. They don't have time for it. You have to go right for the heart of the matter. See, most people think that the unvaxxed are just not cooperative. They don't know why they're not doing it. They just figure they don't want to go along with the government. They don't know all our reasons. They don't know that we researched the germ theory and the terrain theory. These are things you cannot explain in under a minute to most people.
No, absolutely not.
So we come to our position after a long time of research. And I was on the fence about vaccines before COVID. It's part of any good truther's research. You're going to bump into the health hoax if you're a truth researcher. You have no choice. That's how truth works. You figure I've been lied to about this, and you're looking for other lies. That's all you end up doing when you find out that you and all of humanity can be lied to endlessly. So that's how I work. So I figure, well, what do we got in the health department? And it really explains so many diseases, because if you look at so many diseases, the official cause of the disease is unknown. Or if they want to throw tons of money at it in research, they always say, let's look into the genetics of it, which to me is just a black hole of research, because I don't even believe in genes. At all. I believe there's some traits, physical traits, that a parent can pass on to a child, but I don't know what the mechanism is, and I don't think they do either. They call them genes, but I don't know if anyone can really identify what the actual physical thing is that comes together to make a child. I know that you have the egg and the sperm, but I'm just saying the material inside of those magic cells, I don't think we've really figured it out like they say they have.
So when you say genes, is that similar to DNA?
I guess so. We got chromosomes. We got DNA. Before DNA, we called them chromosomes. You don't hear people talk about chromosomes as much anymore. But they say we have these chromosomes. We have these twisted pairs called DNA.
Remember the beginning of DNA when they tried to use it in forensics and criminology? Yeah.
That went on for a bit.
It was not an exact science back then. It was not where they could actually pinpoint the exact person.
No, they said it could only eliminate people.
Right.
It could only say no.
But now
you,
it's more exact than that, or at least they're telling us.
Oh, yeah, they
is.
Tell you that they can grab a hair that you dropped on the floor at a crime scene and find you in a database anywhere in the world. If you've been...
That's impossible, right? I mean, it was never like
magic.
That in the beginning of the... Exactly. It's all magic. Right. No, I agree with you completely because I don't remember DNA being like that in the very beginning. You tell somebody something like that, like you don't remember it being, oh, well, we've advanced since then. I'm sorry, but it doesn't work that way.
And all those cases of wrongful convicted people, they've all disappeared off the radar. You'd think if the technology was getting better, like we all agree that our iPhones get better cameras and they get faster and they do a few extra things every year. You'd think that DNA technology would get to the point where, well, maybe they could grab a fingerprint, check the database if you've been arrested before and go find you. But that whole story really never advanced.
No, it didn't.
That's another clue. I still think that when computers became cheap in the 80s and 90s, and a chip was doubling in speed every year, Moore's Law, I think Moore's Law has stopped. I think that law is over. I don't think we're doubling our speed anymore. But the point is that when chips and processors were cheap enough, so even police departments and forensic units could have them all over the place, I think that allowed them to do digital inventory of blood, all the constituent parts of blood, the plasma, the red blood cells. And I think that allowed them to record characteristics of different people's blood and say, okay, this guy has this kind of, this many, whatever the constituent parts of blood are. But I don't think it's DNA and chromosomes. I just think there are some proteins, some levels that one can measure. And the computer is excellent at recording large amounts of data. And it allows comparison of different data sets easily. Where before, if you had to do that by hand, you would never be able to do it. It would just take too long and it would be very difficult. But computers are so good at databases and table comparisons. That is what DNA was. It was just digital categorizing and analysis of anything, including blood. That's my take on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that's true, okay, which I believe, I understand what you're saying, and I think that is true. Then, if they did find someone's DNA and they were able to track something, they wouldn't get an individual. They'd get an individual, not an individual, but they'd get everybody's cousins.
Well, if cousins, I don't
know.
I don't even know if family people have the same characteristics of their blood. I'm not even sure what my children's blood type is, actually. I know what mine is, but I don't think that's how it necessarily works.
Well, what I'm saying is they'd probably be able to focus on a group of people, not on an individual.
Well, I'm not even sure that's true. I think they could just say, listen, this blood was found at the scene, and we can computer analyze the blood because a blood, say, has 1,000. Say a blood has 1,000 characteristics. Well, I can take those 1,000 and compare it to you, and I can't say it was you, but I can tell you if it wasn't you. So say there's 1,000 characteristics and there's 600 differences based on this computer analysis, 600 that are different, I can say for sure that's not you. But I don't think there's 1,000 characteristics and they all just magically line up saying, yeah, that's you and only you. And they've always sort of said that. They've always said we can't tell who it was. Like a paternity test only can say if it wasn't you. So for instance, if I get a paternity test and they test my child's blood, then they can't take the child's blood, for instance, and match it to a database of fathers. I don't even know how the paternity test exactly works, but if there's something in the paternity test that's so different that it could just say no, that could not have been you. Now, obviously, a woman, when she's doing a paternity test, she is not looking at the entire male population of the world to match. She would have only one or two, or maybe depending on her history, maybe three different people that she could say, listen, check these, say up to three people, and they could just absolutely say who it wasn't. And that would be, as Watson would say, or Sherlock Holmes said, it's a process of elimination. If it wasn't these two, then by deduction, it's this one. But there's no exact match, I would say. It's just who it couldn't be.
I agree.
That's my take on it. Does anyone in the chat agree with me? Let's see here. Let's see if anyone is... it's hard to go through the chat real quick. But, yeah. All right. Skate and Destroy, the only jeans Ab believes in are blue jeans. Yeah, pretty much. Dirty Benny says he has seen chromosomes, or what they call chromosomes. Yeah, well, maybe. What kind of microscope, Dirty Benny? Because I don't think you can see them under a regular microscope. Could be wrong.
The Church of the Electron Microscope.
Right. I don't think there's anything to DNA still, Skate and Destroy. I still think that they are gathering cellular information from people and throwing in a database. But I'm not sure they know what they're looking for. For instance, they may just be cataloging it and analyzing it and databasing it for future use. But I'm not sure that they know or have an idea what they're looking for.
Right.
But anyhow.
How about the Delta? Getting back to virus.
Well, you see, in Canada, we don't even talk about Delta. At least I never hear them talk about it. That seems to be an American theme that they're using to sell you on the idea that this thing keeps changing. But if we don't have if there is no such thing as a virus that they can isolate, then I don't even know what was before Delta, Alpha? Did they even explain what it was?
No, I just don't even understand how there could be a test. There's no test for Delta. It's all
well. There's
based
no
on
test for Alpha or Beta. There are no tests for viruses.
Right.
There is no isolated coronavirus.
Only
period.
Amplification of dead cells, which is what the PCR test is. Right.
That is correct. And it's an amplification of everything in the sample.
Correct.
But there is no isolate of any virus, because I think that a coronavirus is literally just a cell that has a halo around it, which I believe is all cells. So there is no way to differentiate between cells in that way. Slide that I have on the screen right now. As the cell is poisoned or is dead, dies, then it disintegrates, and the polymorphic cells that we call bacteria or viruses or whatever you want to call them, exosomes, they are just there to disassemble and remove the cell. That's it. And everyone has their own set, and they probably look similar because the cell is a looks like a circular or spherical object in the body, but I just don't think they can isolate it and culture it and reproduce it and attenuate it and put it in a vaccine and inject it into people. I don't think that is voodoo science, and that's really what we like to call out, I think.
Not only is it voodoo in that sense, but just the sticking of people with needles reminds you of voodoo, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's why I say voodoo science for sure.
Right. I'm being yeah. simple again, I guess.
No, simple is good. Well, when they talk about demonology, because I don't study that kind of stuff, but that's part of some of the conversations I've been listening to lately. And viruses are the new demons, because demonology, where they say demons, literally spirits floated through the air, got into your body and made you sick. Well, virology is just a rebranding of demonology. So we're right. talking about some really old myths, and it's time to get rid of them. It's time to drop them. Because
yeah, this is like bloodletting.
Mm-hmm.
These are all ancient practices that, you're right, we should be letting go. We should be trying to really find out how to take care of illness.
Well, I think we know how to take care, and I think
right.
I think if we dropped injections, people would be a lot healthier, especially children. Because we've got the nutrition and sanitation problem solved in most places, as far as I know. So we drink fresh water, we dispose of our waste, we don't live with animals that have their own sets of bacteria that don't belong in us but are okay with them. So we figured quite a few things out. So now we're stuck with toxic injections and toxic environments, including pesticides. We just have to straighten those things out.
And processed food.
Well, yeah, and processed food, which is...
And alcohol and other drinks like mm-hmm. like coffee. Like Christoph just like blew my mind when I started reading about coffee.
Yeah.
When you spoke about Jason Christoph and coffee, the 14 things about coffee, and that just, I can't believe that all this time, the coffee bean itself, you can't find that anywhere else, though. You can't find, other than on Jason Christoph's site, that the actual coffee bean is a pesticide that keeps insects and pests away from the coffee plant.
Yeah, I'm not really that interested in coffee because I don't drink coffee. I never have.
I always did.
Yeah, so I haven't read everything. I just assume it's a stimulant, it's caffeine, and it makes your heart go faster, wakes you up. I've never been a coffee fan, but I go with moderation. I think everything in moderation is okay. I think you can drink some alcohol and drink some coffee, but if you're addicted to these things because your body needs them to get through the day, then that could be a problem. But I really subscribe to everything in moderation if possible, and I think you're going to survive. Just like you can take some rat poison to thin your blood and it won't kill you, but it's still rat poison. Just because it's something, it's the poison's in the dose.
That's crazy too.
That's a great phrase that I've recanted or repeated over the years. The poison is in the dose. You can take there's cyanide in apple seeds. You can eat apple seeds. You probably, I don't know if you could eat a bag of apple seeds and not be poisoned. I'm not sure. I've never tested it, but you can eat some cyanide. It will not kill you. I guess it's just the amount or the compound that the cyanide is part of, if and how it decomposes in your body. But any closing remarks? Because now I'm Now I've gone over time, which is fine. I don't mind.
Thanks for taking my call.
It's like really last night. I get the call at the end of the night. Did you hear James Van Woody last night?
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, I've never. Yeah, so sometimes we get calls at the end of the night. So I'm happy to take your call. No, it's great. My old friend never called in tonight, so you helped the call along.
Oh, you were expecting an old friend?
Yeah, I was talking to him before the show, and then I said, just give me a call if you want to continue talking. He's out in British Columbia there. And
about my suggestion about the One God Report, you can just, like, look into it yourself, if you want to. But
which report
is that?
I found
it to be I wrote a suggestion in the forums.
Okay.
About listening to an interview by Forrest Moretti.
Okay.
On a podcast called The One God Report.
Oh, right. I don't know if I listened to that.
Yeah, I think it was really interesting. And what was interesting about, I think it was it yesterday you spoke about the geographic clustering, right? That Amish 2.0.
Yeah, thing. He was talking about that.
Jamie, right? Who was talking about that?
Well, I guess Matt James talked about it, but Forrest Moretti wrote something on Amish 2.0. He thinks they have to get together. He's looking to make a move quickly.
Yes, and he mentions that in the One God Report interview, which I haven't gotten it. I didn't get it from his other videos. I guess I just didn't listen to the right one about Amish 2.0.
No, that was his latest post, and he didn't do a video on that.
Okay, so in the One God Report, which is an interview from 2020 that he did, he spoke about the geographical clustering. He merely mentioned it for like a brief moment, but it immediately made me think of you and Marcus, of course.
Yeah.
And that's where I suggested that you listen to it, but maybe I'll clip it and then play it for you or put it on the forum or something like that, because it's not a big topic that he speaks about. It's not a long topic, but he does mention it. And I don't know. That was just, and then the other thing is the book that he wrote called Red Pill Gospel, which I think is just really interesting. I have a background in a number of religions, and you know, I'm not going to get into it right now, but I just I can understand where they were going with that interview, and it's almost as if some things about modern day religion, and not only modern day religion, but like the Trinity and things like that, are doctrine they're untrue. They consider them to be I guess fake. They're fakeologists as far as. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm trying to figure out what you're saying, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'm confusing one thing with the other. But I don't know. When I looked at when I listened to the interview about the Red Pill Gospel,
okay.
He pretty much he talks about how God is one God and not a triune God.
Right.
So then all this time, all these Christians that believe in the Trinity, he doesn't believe in that. Forrest Moretti doesn't believe in the Trinity.
Mm.
And neither does the interviewer that he's speaking with. So he kind of like is a fakeologist about the Trinity and the other doctrines that are taught by the church about going to heaven when you die or going to hell when you die and all these other things.
Yeah, well, religion's pretty hard to prove. And the different belief
systems,
that's a pretty tough one. And I sometimes like go back to what Marcus says. We can only really say what is not possible. So, for instance, can two planes knock over buildings plus seven extras in the area? We know that's not possible, but that doesn't explain what did happen, but we know what didn't happen. So I think with religion, if you start arguing about what happened thousands of years ago and my version and your version, it's to me, it's out of my area of expertise or interest, but
I understand.
It's religion is a real rabbit hole that we're just arguing about stories. There's just no witnesses today that can testify. We're dealing with history that's forged. Most fake all just agree that a lot of history or most of it is forged, and things that happened that they didn't want to document may as well not have happened because they don't document them. I don't know how much of the resistance that we are creating today to the official story, will it be mentioned in 100 years? But the idea of this website might not even be in any books in 100 years. It may not exist, and therefore did it not exist if it doesn't get documented for the people 100 years hence? Pretty hard to argue when you weren't there. That's why everyone should copy this website, put it on some kind of, transcribe it, put it on paper, chisel it in or a rock, bury it deep down, and maybe one day someone will dig it up and say, oh, yeah, there's this. Because who knows what's going to happen with the digital landscape. We already know that they can easily, in real time, alter digital copies of anything. There's just no way.
So then, you should write a book.
Yeah, or just.
I've often thought of carrying around a business card with Fakeologists, links on the back.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. You can make it up.
Yeah.
Make it up and put some QR codes. I noticed QR codes are the graphic of the day. That's what they want everyone to carry around. Maybe put some QR codes of Fakeologists and let people scan this. You want to let me in this building? Scan this, buddy. Oh. Yeah.
I heard on one of the podcasts I was listening to also, they were talking about how they're not only censoring websites, naturally, we know this is happening, but they're cleaning up the Wayback Machine, too. They're cleaning out stuff. Well, from the Wayback Machine website, the archives.
I'm sure. And who is running that? Because how can you How can you save the entire internet? So that has to be a massive company. Because the amount of storage would be astronomical.
Right. So who is that? Right. That's got to be somebody big doing it, too. So why wouldn't they be protecting something or other? Along the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure.
I don't trust that at all. But it's a good idea, but I don't see how it's possible. Google could do it with all their server farms, with their infinite amounts of money. They could archive the internet, but we already see them censoring in real time by suppressing searches. Apparently, the sudden death search has gone off the charts. People are searching for sudden death because so many sudden deaths happening around them. Before we go, do you have any vaccine injury or death stories in your immediate circles?
Not that I can tell you, that I've witnessed anything. I've heard about people that can't walk for 4 days.
Whoa.
After a shot, but I don't know who they are. You know what I'm saying? Somebody told me about it, so I don't know who they are, but. You know, other than that, no, I haven't. I'm waiting for that, I guess. But no, but I do know of people that claim to have already had COVID 3 times, and they were vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, I know lots of people in the past that have had the flu or cold, and we didn't really.
Exactly.
There was no test for it. We just knew they didn't feel well, and they stayed home.
Exactly.
So yeah, we all know that. We all know those stories, but I think everyone suffers from recency syndrome, where they only remember yesterday. They don't even remember last year, the year before. So,
right.
All right, you're gonna sign off. It's late. It's an hour and a half. And
sorry.
Thank you. No, appreciate it, Pepper. Thank you very much for calling. I'll put your name on the show, and because you were cool. The subject of the last half of the show, it's fantastic. And we'll be back Saturday morning with the Rick and Rollo show. And I'll be a guest on there and maybe a couple other Australians. And any of you guys can tune in. Otherwise, we'll be back on Sunday. I don't have any guests lined up just yet. But we'll be back probably around 8 o'clock. Because I'm going to start earlier and end on time. No more hour and a half next week. Has to be an hour maximum. And if that's good enough for you guys, it's good enough for me.
How do we revive the Friday audio chat with Benoit?
I know. Well, now he just posted a picture of him and Sky Larkin. so I think they're kind of busy. But you could start it.
I hope it's not that kind of a picture.
Yeah, it's a friendly picture. But you could start the Friday audio chat. Just show up and people will... It only takes one to start a conversation.
That's true.
So get in there. Yeah.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, fake11.com/Discord. Anyone can join, get verified, and get talking. Make it interesting.
And then send Ab an email to tell them to get on.
Yeah. You got to ping everyone. Just type at everyone. Because if I don't see a notification, I just don't check. Just don't be afraid. Use the ping. Everyone ping.
I confess.
And that should show up on many people's phones.
I confess I turned off my Discord notification.
Yeah, well, I did too for most servers. But I still look at the moderator because I have to moderate that Discord for new members. But yeah. All right. Sayonara. Have a good night. And we'll talk next time. All the best. Bye-bye, guys.
Goodbye, governors.
Bye-bye.